today we're going to continue Hatmana. Today and tomorrow will be Hatmana, and then Bechina time. Then we got it. When is the Bechina going to be? Did we decide? What? We'll do some Chazar first. How much Chazar do we need? What are you telling us? Brian, how much Chazar do we need? Why don't you pass me?
Not a lot.
It's
just one
malacha. If Prime says not a lot, just one malacha.
Is it one
malacha?
Suspicious.
Week and a half.
That's a little much. I'm not taking off. I'm going to have to take off a week in January. We have off for Hanukkah and Thanksgiving. Do we have off? I don't think we have off. What?
We're Dafka on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. All right, but when we do the Bechina, everyone's got to take it on time. We're changing the rules this year. No delays. The day of Bechina, you take it. And if you don't know it so well, just be so much that I probably won't read it. So just the day of the Bechina, I shouldn't say that out loud. The day of the Bechina, everyone should be. We'll do it in the classroom. I'll be here, and we should. We'll do it for real. We'll do like a Bechina. You know? Okay. What? Maybe if I will give the Bechina, that would be good. Okay, so let's get moving over here in the it's a little hot. Let's get moving here in the world of Hatmana. So last time we just discussed what the basis of the Yisur of Hatmana is, and that was the complicated part of the sugya. The actual halachos of Hatmana are pretty straightforward. The hard part of the sugya is just figuring out what the Gemara is actually talking about. But now that we've already assessed the relationship between Hatmana and Shehiyah, we said that certainly according to the way the Ramah paskins, Hatmana and Shehiyah are different things. And there are chumras that you have by Hatmana that you don't have by Shehiyah. For example, something Mavushal called Sarachal is subject to Hatmana. And at Kedera Chaisa, we assume that there is such an Isra of Hatmana, even on the Kedera Chaisa. Not like it says in the Rashbam, like Tosfos quotes, that there's no Hatmana on things that there's no Shehiyah on. So if that's the case, that Hatmana and Shehiyah play by different rules, you're always going to have to look at a situation before Shabbos and say, well, wait a second, is this a Shehiyah situation or is this a Hatmana situation? Because if it's a Hatmana situation, it may need addressing. If it's a Shehiyah situation, it may be okay. Gar v'katum, good, I'm good enough, I'm okay with Shehiyah. But if it's a Hatmana situation, well then Gar v'katum is not good enough. I may have to address it and deal with it and fix it in other ways. Right? So it's important to know, like, what does Hatmana mean? How much of the pot has to be covered in order for it to be called Hatmana? So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Gimel in Se'if Aleph, I actually brought my Mishnah Berurah with me today. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Hatmana is when something is inside of the fire, that's called Hatmana. Right? He writes, where is it? Such a long sif. Toward the end of I think it's toward the end of the sif. Aleph, it's a long sif, right? Before that big giant Ramah, Shulchan Aruch writes v'kolze b'inyan shehiyah. Shakadeira Yosheves al Kisei Shel Barzel. There's like a frame over the heat emitting oven, and the Kadeira is sitting on this Kisei Shel Barzel, which isn't the fire itself. O al Gabe Avanim, or there's like a stone frame that it sits on. Ve'eno Nogas v'gcholim, but the pot is not touching the coals itself. Aval Hatmana al Gabe Gcholim l'divrei kol asur. Intuitively, we would not have thought that's Hatmana, but Shulchan Aruch describes if the pot is sitting directly on the coals, that's Hatmana. It doesn't describe that the pot is surrounded by coals, just that the pot is sitting directly on the coals. That would be a Hatmana situation, not a Shehiyah situation, and therefore that's going to be, it's going to, Kedera Chaisa is not going to help you in such a case, Mavushal Kol Tzarcho is not going to help you in such a case, because that's considered to be a situation of Hatmana. The Ramah over there disagrees, quoting Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar. And the Ramah writes, V'yesh omrim da'afilu mekedera omed esal gabe eish mamish, even if it is mamish on the fire, Kolzman shi megula lemaila lo mikri atmana v'shari v'chein aminag. He says, as long as it's exposed on the top, as long as the pot is not covered on top, it's only covered on the bottom, and even if it sounds like, even if it's covered on the sides also, as long as it's exposed on the top, then that's not going to be called hatmana. So as long as it's megula l'mayla, there's no concern. So we have to figure out what the Rama means. Now, for Ashkenazim, we obviously possible like this Rama. So this is very helpful to us. So when you have a pot that's sitting directly on a fire, that is a shihia situation, that is not a hatmana situation, and therefore if it's mubushal kol tzarcho, you're not going to have to worry about it. If it's a kederu chaisa, you're not going to have to worry about it. According to the Mechaber, no, that's a hatmana situation, and you're going to have to worry about it. But now I need to know how much of the pot needs to be surrounded in order for it to be called hatmana. So the Rama writes, megula l'mayla, that if it's exposed on the top, then that's not called hatmana. But what does that mean, megula l'mayla? Does l'mayla mean the top half of the pot? Does l'mayla mean only the cover of the pot, over the top surface of the pot? Does l'mayla mean, is it rove? Is it something else? So the Rama has this line that megula l'mayla, but it's not abundantly clear how much has to be exposed. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun Zayin, back in our siman, Se'if Katan Mem Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura writes that, or it sounds like he says that if Rove is Tmuna B'chol HaMosef Hevel, then it's going to be Asur, because Rubo Kikulo, that if the majority of it is included in something, is covered in something that's Mosef Hevel, then that's going to be problematic. Because that's called Hatmada. Where is it? Toward the end of it. Yeah. Somewhere in there he says it. It's a long mishnah. We're not going to do it right now. But anyway, so that's what the Mishnah Brura writes in Simin Reish Nun Zayin Sivkat Mem Gimel. The Prima Gadim in Mishpat Zav in the end of Simin Reish Mem Tes says that if all of the sides of the pot are covered with cloth, then even if it is exposed on the top, that would still be considered Hatmana according to the Rama, which means that the Rama does not mean L'mayla Mamish. It means that you actually need some of the sides also to be exposed in order for it not to be Hatmana. On the other hand, in Reish Nun Ches Sivkat and Beis, the Mishnah Brura says, no, if it's kulo mutman betocho, it's a problem. Which makes it sound like kulo is a problem. But rove, that would be fine. Rove would be okay. And Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe writes in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Yodalid, that even if it's a begadim kruchim saviv kol dofne akadera, you wrap all of the walls of the pot with begadim, there's no iser as long as it's megula l'mayla. As long as piha megula l'mayla, the Alter Rebbe writes, piha megula l'mayla just means that the pot cover is not covered with anything. The pot cover just has the regular pot cover and is not covered with any cloth or anything like that. And Chayyadim and Klal Beis Sifayol says it has to be covered milamayla umilamato umikolat stadim. And anything short of milamayla umilamato umikolat stadim is not hatmana. So there are many, many gedolei aposkim that seem to assume that when the Rama says Kula l'mayla is not going to be a hatmana problem, you could just leave the top surface uncovered, and that is not a hatmana problem. That solves your hatmana issue. You don't need to leave any of the side walls of the pot uncovered, just the top surface uncovered solves your hatmana issue. So Prim Gadim says not that way, but you have the Alter Rebbe, and you have the Chayyadim, and you have many others who say that way. And this is hugely important when it comes to the world famous issue of crockpots, right? Because a crockpot is surrounded, the typical crockpot that has this ceramic insert that goes inside the metal, metal cylinder or whatever. It's surrounded fully on the walls by this hot metal. So that's a davar amosif hevel, and it's entire on the bottom and all the sides are covered with this davar amosif hevel. The top is not. The top just has a glass cover, which is just a pot cover. It's not something that there's nothing that goes over that that forms a roof or a canopy or whatever over the top of the pot. So whether you understand that hatmana, that being megala just milamayla saves you from hatmana, or you need to be megala more of it, would make a huge difference in terms of whether you hold crock pots are going to be usher to set up before Shabbos on account of hatmana. So they say, I think, that this was the very last psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that before he died, this was the last issue that he dealt with, that they have a psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman on. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he quotes, Shamati me'agor Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach shlita, din begova shal defanos hakadera, megula chelek mimena, berov hakefa, ein ze choshev hatmana, zlo meshkachas ki agav na hatmana beremetz, he says you need berov hakefa, which makes it sound like not just the top, you also need some of the surrounding walls to be exposed. The top of the walls of the pot also need to be exposed, and berov hakefa, most of the circumference. Can't just be like a little spot that's exposed on one side. You have to have rov hakefa that's exposed. So crockpots, which again was Rav Shlomo Zalman's final psak, luchora are a major issue according to this. That the inner pot is surrounded by the hot outer pot, the top is exposed, and the food is not fully. As long as rov is being covered, now according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, there's going to be an issue. So according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, according to the way the Shomer Shabbos quotes Rosh Hashanah Zalman, standard crackpots are a major hatmana issue. In Orchos Shabbos, Rav Rubin explains that hatmana b'miksas is mutter because the exposed section of the pot will reduce the heat level of the pot. But in our case, the exposed lid of the crackpot doesn't reduce the temperature or change the normal way of using the pot. That's how you actually cook with it. So it's hard to say that that's going to take away the hatmana issue because it's going to lessen the heat. It certainly doesn't. So it's still considered hatmana b'davar ha'mosef hevel. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. However, Rav Moshe Negros Moshe Arachaim Chel Dalit Zimnayin Dalit Os Dalit Tshuva Hatmana Mikri Kishum Chusel Maila Uminat Stadim. Hatmana is when it's covered on the sides and on the top. Av mistaver shemakom panim me'akadeva she'ein shamatavshil imu rak miktsas shloy v'chusa osa makom nami yischashiv tamun v'zehu the desilim dan she tveria to become makom amayim ayitam b'cham demei tveria. That Rav Moshe seems to indicate that crackpots would be mutter, and as long as it's not hatmana bakula, it's going to be mutter. So a crackpot, since it's open on the top, l'choro, according to Rav Moshe, is mutter. He just adds that if it's mostly covered and there's an open spot somewhere on the pot, whether that would be enough to be mutter depends on whether there's food in that open area or not. If there is food, then it's going to be fully mutter, but if the area where you're exposing it doesn't have any food, then it's going to be awesome. But as far as the covering of the pot, Rav Moshe thinks that as long as you don't have anything additional covering the top of the pot, it's not going to be a hatmana issue. Yeah.
What about the lid?
So we'll get to pot covers and lids in a moment. That's not, and what we'll say
that
is that that's not hatmana. That's part of the pot. Just like the walls of the pot itself are not hatmana, it's something you add to the external of the pot, that the lid is also not called hatmana. It has to be something extra that you add on top of the pot.
The point of the lid to preserve.
No, the point of the lid is to keep it clean and to cook properly and to preserve the food. It doesn't all evaporate, right? That's obviously also to preserve the heat, just like the pot is to preserve the heat when you're cooking, right? But that's the pasha. So just give me one more second. Rabbi Ribiat in footnote or endnote, whatever you call it, 217 Aleph, quotes Rav Rubin, quotes the Orchos Shabbos, who suggests that with the Dabar She'eno Mosef Hevel, then it would only be Hatmana if it covers entirely. Meaning by Dabar She'eno Mosef Hevel, by Hatmana on Shabbos, which is Aser B'Dabar She'eno, which is even Aser B'Dabar She'eno Mosef Hevel, it would only be called Hatmana B'Dabar She'eno Mosef Hevel if it covers entirely. But by Dabar Mosef Hevel, it doesn't need to cover entirely, just the majority. So in this question of how do we define Hatmana? Is Hatmana majority or is Hatmana? No, only if it's entirely covered. So the Rav Rubin sort of splits the psak. He says it depends. Are you talking about hatmana b'davar mosav hevel, like a crock pot, or are you talking about hatmana b'davar she'eno mosav hevel? If you're talking about hatmana b'davar mosav hevel, like a crock pot, then even majority covered is going to be considered a violation of hatmana, and therefore the crock pot's a problem. you're talking about the Rishayin almost of Hevel, majority covered is not Hatman. Just give me a second to explain this a little bit. And that's why Rosham Zalman Arbach was concerned with the crockpot. Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul elaborates on this point a little bit further. In Or Letzion, Chelek Beis, Perik Yud Zayin, Ha'ara Yud Beis, Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul says, Mikol Makom, Hatmanum bimiktas bedover she'eino mosif hevel gamaran hitir, that a partial hatmana, even the mechaber who holds that it's hatmana to have something sitting on the coals where only the bottom surface of the pot is actually contacting the heat source, the mechaber calls that hatmana. When it comes to bedover she'eino mosif hevel, says Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, even maran would be mekil if it's not covering the whole pot. Va'chiluk bein hatmana be'erev Shabbos b'mosif hevel liyom Shabbos shasur abein. What's the difference between Atman B'davar and Mosef Hevel and Erev Shabbos and Atman B'davar Shein Mosef Hevel and Shabbos? Well, that was Monday's shir. We went through the whole Gemara that discusses how they're two totally separate halachos and with different concerns. They each one has a different concern. The Erev Shabbos Tama Gzeri Mishum. What's the reason on Erev Shabbos? Why do we make Gzeri that you're not allowed to do Atman B'davar? How Mosef Hevel who remembers what's the Gzeri? Yatmin Beremetz, which means Yichata Begucholim, right? First it says Yatmin Beremetz, which is Yichata Begucholim. V'lechein yesh lesa, ha'atmana b'mitzas. So even if it's just Atmana b'mitzas, it's a chashash chitoy. Because if there are live coals there, so then you have to be choshish, you're going to stoke those coals, whether it's covering the entirety of the pot or just some of the pot. Mashein kein, v'atmana b'yom Shabbos, as opposed to Atmana on Yom Shabbos, which is what? It's not a gzeira. Shem yichat b'cholim. What's the concern of Atmana b'yom Shabbos? That tami yisur d'cheshinan, shem yimtzik d'rosot tzonenes, v'yavol articha, that you might find your pot too cold and you come to be martiach. So, l'chein dafka b'makam shehitvin kulo yishlach shosh l'kach. You only have to be worried about that if you were matvin the entire thing. Where you only bother doing atman on part of the pot, then you're obviously not that concerned about maintaining its warmth. So we don't really have less of a reason to be choshesh that you might find it so nenes, and then you're going to be so shaken by how cold it is that you're going to want to be matvin. So Shulchan Aruch only asked Atmana b'miktsas with items that emit heat, like coals, but with items that don't emit heat, pillows, blankets, a person can insulate the pot on Shabbos as long as you only do it partially. Because Davar Mosef Hevel is based on Shemi Yechata. Shemi Yechata is with any amount of coals. Davar Shemi Mosef Hevel is because you might find your pot cooled off and you're going to come to reheat it. But they're only concerned about that you might come to reheat it when you completely cover the pot, which shows that you really care about the heat of this pot. But if you only partially insulated the pot, you don't care so much. Obviously, you don't care so much. Otherwise, you would have heated it. You would have covered it more. So many Svardi poskim, including Yalkut Yosef, the current chief rabbi, paskin like this, or Letzion, like Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, and allow partial insulation with the Davar Shein Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, but placing on an exposed pot on coals would be usur for Svardim, even if just the bottom is touching the coals. So for Svardim, it would be problematic, even if just the bottom is touching the coals. Rav Eliashiv has like a strange compromise. I don't really know what it's based on. He said that one-third Megula is what you need. One-third of it has to be Megula. I don't know where he gets the number one-third from as opposed to two-thirds, but that's what they quote from Rav Eliashiv. So again, what has to be Megula in order to avoid Hatmana? According to Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach, you need a significant portion to be Megula, not just the top. According to Ramosha, just the top Megula, and that's good enough, that saves you from Hatmana. According to Rav Eliashiv, one-third needs to be Megula, but that's all by Davar HaMosef Hevel. It could be that by Davar Sheino Mosef Hevel, any exposing of part of the pot is going to be okay. And not only that, even Svardim or Machmir, that by Davar HaMosef Hevel, even just the bottom is going to be considered Hatmana. By Davar Sheino Mosef Hevel, Svardim might be Mekel. But if the fire is hitting it, the fire is hitting it, I would think it would be a problem.
So what would be Shkia would be a problem?
I would think so.
Sorry, can we just repeat why, according to the Or Letzion, if I open it partially, it's Megala my das only by Eino Mosef Hevel?
Because the concern that you're going to go and heat something up, why don't I just say I can't walk into my kitchen on Shabbos because I might heat something up. I'll find everything is cold and I might heat something up. No, it has to be that you've done something to show that you really care about the heat. So. Right, so if you cover it entirely, then you're really showing that you care deeply about the heat. But if you're only covering it partially, okay, you're trying to keep it somewhat warm, but we're not so concerned that you're going to get carried away.
So why is that true by Devar
HaMosef? Why isn't that true by Devar HaMosef? Because by Devar HaMosef, so if there are gechalim to be mechata, and there's actually heat being put into the pot, it's not only about maintaining the heat, there's actually heat going into the food right now. So, and there are live coals there, then you have to be choshe shemichad v'chom. I was just talking to Rabbi Brand during, just like 10 minutes ago. You guys saw Rabbi Brand around from Chicago? Really, you know, great guy. I don't know if anyone ever has a chance to hang out with him. He's fantastic. So he said that on Shabbos morning, he came down to his kitchen and he just moved the crock pot a little bit, and as he moved it, like the whole, like the wire came out, the whole thing shorted, the whole thing turned off. And he said that he was just voicing his opinion that he was nervous there wasn't enough to eat for Shabbos lunch as it was. And now he knocked out the challenge. But it was Shabbos morning. It was on the fire all night. It was on, so it didn't necessarily have to be thrown out. So as long as you can keep it somewhat warm, they might still be able to use it. So his first thought was, get a towel. Right, let me get a towel and I'll wrap it up. So, mamish ahatmana b'davar sheino mosif hevel issue on Shabbos. So, what can you do? Even according to Maran, even according to Sfardim, Rabbi Brandt happens to not be Sfardic, as far as I can tell. But even according to Sfardim, he'd be allowed to do that as long as he leaves some of it exposed, as long as he doesn't wrap it entirely in the towel. Hatmana b'mitzvos b'davar sheino mosif hevel is not going to be called hatmana. Eli, I mean Rabbi Goldberg, I'm speaking your shul today. Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay, so it's like, let's say, like when people put tins on their crock pot, right, to cook the tins, because it's kadira, like over kadira, why aren't putting those things on the crock pot? Why isn't that hatmana issue for the crock pot?
Your tin is not going to cover the entire crock pot. It's not going to, it doesn't fit perfectly.
Is it ain't a mosif hevel a tin?
No, we'll get to that. It probably is mosif hevel because there's heat coming into the. We'll get it. It's machlokas. We'll get there. We'll get there. They're not doing it for the sake of Hatmana, yeah, that's, which is also another Tanai of Hatmana. Okay, now, halach l'maisa. So some poskim just follow Rav Moshe and say that crock pots are no problem because it's not mutman on top. However, I think Rav Sobolovsky is machmir about this, or at least prefers to be machmir about this. I think Rav Willig is machmir about this. I seem to recall I asked Rav Schachter about solving the Hatmana issue of a crock pot, and he didn't seem to be too concerned about the Hatmana issue of a crock pot. He was much more concerned about the Achzara issue, and he thought lining it with foil was important as far as the Achzara, but he didn't seem to be, at least 23 years ago, he didn't seem to, I haven't spoken to him about it since then, but he didn't seem to be terribly concerned about the Hatmana issue of a crock pot. There are two other types of crock pots, though. I'm just describing the most common type of crock pot. There are crock pots that are one-piece crock pots, where the kli that holds the food is not, it cannot be separated from the heating element. It's not like a separate insert that comes out and goes back in. It's just all one unit, and you just have to and it all holds together as one unit. That would solve hatmana issues, right? Because if it's all just one kli and there's nothing that you're wrapping extra around that kli, it's all just one big kli, so that l'chora would solve the hatmana issues. Unless you say that halachically you consider it to be two separate kelim, but I don't think anyone holds that way, right? So that would solve the hatmana issues. It creates a whole series of other issues, right? What issues does it create? Magus is going to be a problem. And if you ever need to add water to your crock pot, now you're dealing with a cliche-y instead of just putting the crock pot under the urn and adding the water. So you're going to be dealing with those issues as well.
Wouldn't Ramosha answer because he would consider two pleas by Tfilas Kalim?
So I was thinking that Ramesh's sheet by Tfilas Kalim, that something that has an electrical element is considered a separate kli and doesn't even need to go into the mikvah. So I was thinking, does that carry, right? For those who never learned Tfilas Kalim yet, Ramesh holds that if you have, let's say, a hot water urn that has the receptacle where the water goes, and there's wiring on the bottom because it's an electric thing. So there's wiring on the bottom that supplies the power to the coils. So Ramesha holds you could be tovel just the receptacle of the water without sticking the whole thing in where the wiring is going to get wet also. Because if you get the wiring wet, the whole thing's going to be short. You might ruin the entire kli. So Ramesha holds, even though when it comes to tefillah scaling, you have to dip the entire kli in the mikvah over here, this is the entire kli because it's two separate kalim. The wiring is one kli, and the place where the water is held is another kli. So one could argue that even a crock pot that's a single unit is really two kalim. It's just two inseparable kalim from each other. But I think as far as Hatmar, I didn't see anyone that actually holds that way. But I hear it. The other type of crock pot, and the one that Rabbi Sablovsky gets very excited about, because I think he says or believes that his wife discovered it. I mean, someone must have discovered it first, because someone made it. But there's a crock pot that has the heating element only on the bottom, and the sides are totally exposed, meaning it's a piece that comes off, and it's like a blech. It's like a hot plate. It's just a hot plate with a little bit of a cutout that the pot fits perfectly into, or onto that hot plate. So that's not good for Sardin, but if you're an Ashkenazi, then it's for sure good, as far as Hatzman is concerned. Because even though for Sardin, just having it sitting on the coil is enough to be a problem of Hatzmana, for an Ashkenazi, it's not going to be a problem of Hatzmana. The whole walls are exposed. So that would be the ideal crock pot. If you're worried for Rav Shlomo Zalman and the way Rav Willig and Rav Sablovsky are concerned, I don't know if they still make those. I don't know. I haven't seen one in a long, long time. They do. They still make them. Okay, so that you have one.
I have one.
Okay, so I guess they still make them. I think there was some safety issue or a recall or something Rabbi Sablovsky was telling me about once, that there was like some like paint and Chinese children dying from it. I don't know what, but I assume now they have it all figured out, and those crockpots are perfectly no crockpot is perfectly safe, but are as safe as a burning hot coils can be in your kitchen. So that's as far as crockpots. And the Aruch HaShabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that, just continuing on crockpots for another minute, that the heating element is either on the walls of the crockpot or on the bottom of the crockpot, even if the heating element is not in both places. Meaning, where are the coils in your crockpot? What gets hot? So if you actually touch the walls of your crockpot when it's on, don't try it. If you actually touch the walls of the crockpot when it's on, you'll feel it's hot all around. It's hot on the side, it's hot on the bottom. But why is it hot on the side? Is it hot on the side just because metal is a great conductor of heat? So the coils are all on the bottom and it's just, spreading to the top. Is it hot on the bottom because metals are a conductor of heat? Where exactly are the coils? So the Aruch HaShabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that if the actual heating element is only on the walls or only on the bottom of the crockpot, then it would be considered Hatmana B'miktsas. It's not considered really Hatmana B'davar Amos of Hevel, and for Ashkenazim will be Mutter, even if the entire outer frame heats up. So if that's the case, then all you need to do is rip apart a crockpot and see, or call the company and find out where the, it might be easier to call the company, and find out where the coils are. And as long as the coils are not both on the side and on the bottom, it would be mutter. If you were to actually open up a crockpot, there's a 1-inch metal strip that acts as a heating element that runs around the walls of the crockpot. 1 inch high runs around the walls of the crockpot, and from that, everything gets heated. The bottom, the top, and everything else, the bottom surface, the whole sides, everything gets heated up. According to this Rav Shlomo Zalman, then even though Rav Shlomo Zalman is so machmir by crockpots, it would turn out a kula, right? It would turn out that, this isn't Davar Amos of Hevel anyway. The only thing is, it's very hard to understand what he's talking about. Why would that not be Davar Amos of Hevel? Meaning, the dafka, the whole metal walls of the crockpot are hot! They're hot! That's the whole point. They make it in such a way where they place the coil in such a place where it's gonna generate heat for the entire walls and bottom surface of the crockpot. Why in the world would that not be called Davar Amos of Hevel on the entire thing? I have no idea. I don't think one can rely on that until you understand it. And I certainly don't understand how that could possibly be not Davar Amos of Hevel. Rav Vadia, in Chazon Ovadia, is makel to use a crockpot that's turned on from before Shabbos. How could Rav Vadia be makel? So Rav Vadia is makel with a number of sniffing. First of all, he points out, Rishonim, including the Shvalei Aleket, say that the Yisra of Hatman B'Davar Amos of Hevel is only if you want to eat it at night. But if you plan on eating the food during the day, then you can be matmin b'davar hamos of hevel. Again, this won't help if you have any males in your house between the ages of 14 and 24. But if you have people only younger or only older than that or only girls, then it does help because the challah will not be touched on Friday night. It's meant only for Shabbos day. It's odd that Rav Avadia, but he's just coming up with sniffing. He's not saying we paskin that way. He's saying that's consideration number one. Consideration number two, there are Rishonim, even though it's only for Achenim B'nei Ashkenaz, Yotzim B'yad Rama, there are Rishonim that hold that Hatmana B'mitzas is okay. And a crockpot is Hatmana B'mitzas, if you assume like Rav Moshe's understanding of Hatmana B'mitzas. So you have that also. Also, even Svarim could be makel based on what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Ches, if you take a look, Afal Pishim, where are we? Yeah, I'm just going to find the rights. Yeah, umiu kolshu beinyan she'ena begadim nogim bakadera. If you have it set up in such a way that the begadim that are doing the hatmana don't touch the walls of the pot, avol bishyesh eish tachteha kiven she'enos derech hatmana shari. If there's airspace between the heating element, the davar amatman and the davar amutman, you have airspace between them, then it's not going to be hatmana. Therefore, the crock pot typically has small airspace between the ceramic pot and the walls of the metal heating element, and therefore it's not hatmana. Now that would be ruined, that heter would be ruined if you're interested in doing chazara and you line it with foil. Right, or you're interested on account of shihia, you line it with foil. Because when you line it with foil, you close up that gap, right, by lining it with foil. But if you don't line it with foil, you ever notice the side of the crockpot very often is not even smooth, it's like ridged. So it doesn't really fully touch the side walls of the. It also has to fit in without scraping it, right? It has to have some wiggle room. That's the way it's made. Right, I assume that's why they make it with a little bit of airspace, right? Because if you had to like get it just right and then push, like that wouldn't be good. So they make it that it fits easily in because there's some space in between. So Avadia thinks that we could be makel based on that. So Avadia says, so it's a sveksveka. Maybe the whole list of Atman B'davar Mosav applies only for the nighttime. And even if you hold it applies for the daytime, you can still be makel based on the shitos quoted by the Rama that if the pot is exposed on the top, then it's not considered to be hatmana. Again, that sveksveka only works for people who don't eat chalent at night. Then Rav Avadia also quotes his contemporary, Rav Osner, the Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Tes Siman and Beis, who says that a lot of people rely on the Rambah, that there's no issue hatmana because the lid is exposed, meaning like we said before, and that's, that Rav Moshe Shita, Rav Asher Weiss holds that way, that as long as the lid doesn't have anything running over it, that that's going to be fine as well. So Rav Adi says, best to cover the knob so you don't come to raise the temperature, and that's just an added, if hatmana b'davar hamos of hevel is because of Shem Yechata, so cover the knobs anyway. I hold it's not hatmana, but just in case, cover the knobs also to minimize the Shem Yechata a little bit.
Why was the airspace svara just a sniff? It sounds like that's what Shulchan Aruch said.
I guess, how much airspace is airspace? Like it's really made to fit in as snugly as it could while still being practical. So that's my guess why it's only a sniff. We'll get to that right now. So if you assume, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that there's an issue with the crockpots, is there a solution to that issue? So Rav Eliashiv said, all you got to do is take some rocks or make balls of aluminum foil and put them at the bottom of the crockpot, and then put the insert on top of that, so it's sort of wobbly on top of it, but it creates a gap of airspace in between the side and bottom walls and the pot itself, so it's raised from the source of the heat, and that could solve some of the issues. Tosfos and Shabbos says that hatmana only exists when the food is connected, like we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. So there's a lot less hatmana going on in such a case because the davar matmin isn't touching the davar mutman. So apparently, Shlomo Zalman didn't love that idea because it's still going to touch in certain spots. right? Meaning it's not going to be like just hovering in midair. It's going to be leaning on one side, and on the other side, it's going to be such a tiny amount of air anyway that he doesn't think that it's enough to really solve the problem. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a different svara to be made. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you put a metal sheet between the heat source and the pot, so the hatmana may not be a problem because it makes it less hot. So it also serves as a heker. So that could take away the concern of hatmana a little bit. I don't really understand that because again, a heker doesn't help for hatmana. A heker works for, you know, when we talk about making something a heker, that's din and grufa ketuma. Grufa ketuma is not enough for hatmana, right? So I don't really understand why that would help. And minimizing the heat, so instead of what? 300 degrees, it's now 275 degrees. That's plenty hot for hatmana. I mean, hatmana is as long as there's heat going into it. So I don't really understand that that svara. Rabbi Ribiat says that lining the crock pot with foil accomplishes what Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to accomplish, but again, I have no idea why that would work. It would seem that placing rocks or aluminum foil balls on the bottom is a much better etza. The Rabbi Yashiv's etza, Luchara, is a much better etza. I was listening to Rabbi Sabalowski this morning on the way in, that he thought you could be mitzdarif, that you can use tin foil because maybe Rav Meisha is right. And even if Ramesh is wrong, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman is right that you use the tinfoil. I don't know, I'm not comfortable with that mahalik, because I think Ramesh is right, and I think that the tinfoil doesn't do anything, because I don't understand what Rav Shlomo Zalman means by that. That you could just put tinfoil, and that's going to help with hatmana. So I don't like view it as a real svek sveka, maybe until I understand it. I can't view it as a real svek sveka.
So Sobolowski's talking about the tinfoil balls, or the sheet?
No, the sheet. That Rav Shlomo Zalman was talking.
And why is Hecker not Shayach? Meaning if you...
He said tinfoil the balls?
Use the balls.
What? He said to use the balls. That's what he was talking about?
I mean, I'll double check. I don't
want to... So if you use the tinfoil ball, but that alone, meaning with the tziruf of Ramesha still, you
know? Yeah.
Okay. So that makes more sense. Okay.
What's wrong with the Svar of a Hecker? Meaning if you hold the equation between Shikhi and Hatmana?
We don't.
But it's some...
We don't pass in that way.
But it is brought in the Raman and Ein Mok, you know, Ein Limfo.
Right, but we're setting up a kitchen l'chadchila. We don't pass that l'chadchila. Now, as far as, you know, how do we define, and this is something that someone brought up before, I don't remember who, how do I define what's there to insulate and what's just the pot? Meaning, what's considered something separate from the pot and what's just like part of the pot? As far as hatmana is concerned,
if you line it with foil, that's not to be matmin. Could you say it's experimental to allow a zara?
I think the foil becomes bottled to the heat that's the heating element that's around. It's just an extension of that, and you've just taken away the airspace.
Yeah. You said that the hot foil is really on the side. Why would tin foil balls on the bottom help?
I think it just creates airspace between everything because it normally narrows at the bottom, so the whole thing is off a little bit. It's just a little bit off of the walls when you add the and I think most of the people don't realize that the coils are really on the side, but I don't think it matters because I think anyway the side walls are not going to be touching at that point. See if it will be very wobbly, not only on the bottom, but I think it will not. Do you have a crock pot? Do you do it like Rabbi Sabalowski?
I just texted my wife to confirm because she knows that.
that you put the tinfoil balls in there?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly. That's what I wanted to confirm.
How big would the tinfoil balls have to be? It has to be pretty huge.
Big enough that it doesn't totally squash them flat. You know, that they. That's where Rabbi Yashiv said rocks. He didn't think of tinfoil balls. I guess he was thinking, why would you waste tinfoil? Right, go ahead and pick up a rock. They're free, but rocks won't get crushed. Probably.
Instead of being wobbly, you used to get an empty tuna fish can.
So that's what they suggest, an empty tuna fish can. I saw that somewhere. I think Rabbi Ribiat suggests that an empty tuna fish can is nice and flat and it'll lift it up properly. Okay, that's good too. As far as every pot has some sort of insulation, so what's considered like a separate insulation and what's just considered part of the pot. So it seems pashut that only when that which is being matmin is some addition to the actual pot and is not part of the pot, only then is it a problem. So if you have food that's wrapped in foil just so that the food doesn't dry out, that is not considered hatmana. That's quoted by the Rishonim, the Poskim. It seems to be pretty clear. In the Tshuvas, meaning... if your kavanah is not to be matum, your kavanah is just to protect, your kavanah is just to keep it clean, your kavanah, then that's not going to be considered hatmana. I think Rabbi Sobolovsky said in that shiur also that he saw that his wife had something wrapped in foil, and he said, why is that wrapped in foil? And it was like when they were first married, and she was like just, you know, learning his ways, and she said, what's the right answer to that question? like I know there's a right answer that will allow us to eat this food, and there's a wrong answer that won't allow us. So what's the right answer? So he said, just be honest. What's the foil doing there? So yeah. Good. So we'll talk about that as well. Okay. Now, in the Tshuvas Mechz Eliyahu, Simulam Bezos Gimel, Mechz Eliyahu is Rabbi Falk, I think, right? From England, from Gateshead. He says, "Vine kisoy echad shel niyar muter, after ozer gam l'shmiras hachom." Even though when you put some when you wrap let's say you have a 9x13 pan of chalent and you wrap the whole thing in foil, right? So that also keeps the heat in. But it's also good for nikius. It's also good for, you know, because there's grease that will come out of the chalent, and you don't want it to, you know, when you're transporting it from the warmer or whatever at the shul kiddush over to the table where it's going to be served. You don't want grease dripping all over the floor. So when you don't want to get your hands wet and everything else. So the olam ein hatmana el b'matmin kli sheyesh b'toch ochel b'toch kisui acher. Aval adfanos harishonos hamechasos ha'ochel einu nechshavos k'mat minos esa ochel. That the definition of atmana is a second covering for the express purpose of protecting, of guarding that heat. And the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin Sifkat Lamed Beis in Lamed Zayin Sifkat Lamed Beis the Lo Gazu Elu Lahatim Nesakli Bebeget. Whenever you put something in a kli alone, that is not atmana. Every kli has some insulating. That's the purpose of a kli. Is it supposed to hold the food and it's supposed to keep the heat as much as it can in the food? That's what a kli is. No one says you're not allowed to put food in a kli on Shabbos. Hatmana means something external, something outside of the kli. In Shulchan Aruch, Reish and Zayin Beis, based on the Ran, Omi Kol Makom Losum Kelim Alatav Shul Kedei L'Shomro Min Achborit O Kedei Shalo Yitanev. And I have a typo in my notes. It's not Kedei Shalo Yitanev Ba'arayos. I don't know what that would mean. But Kedei Shalo Yitanev Ba'afruris. That it shouldn't get dirty by having dirt fall into it. Shari she'ein ze kematmin lahachem el kishomer v'nosin kisui al kadeira. That when you're putting a cover on a pot so that it protects the food from things falling into it, that's not called for heat purposes. Even though someone said before. I don't remember who, but someone said before that that every time you put the cover on the pot, you're also trying to maintain the heat inside of the pot. That's part of your kavanah, but you're also trying to protect the pot from anything falling into it. So Mishra Brura and Sivkat Nidal explains, "Hainu afilu begadim shema mitim asachom shel kederi yitzdanin shelo yitzdanin afilu achishari kimi shein mechavim l'za." If that's not your kavanah, I don't care that it actually happens, that it actually works. That's not your kavanah. If it's not your kavanah, then it's going to be fine. And that's true even if you're happy about the added warmth of the covering that the covering provides. And it may even be one of your reasons for covering, speaking to Josh's point. That even if, why do I put a lid on the pot? I put a lid on the pot to protect the seat and to protect it from getting dirty and to keep the moisture inside for all of those reasons. So as long as, there are other reasons to do this other than maintaining the heat, then it's not called atzmana. Who says this way? So, it sounds that way from the Rishonim, but Ramesha writes this explicitly in Or Chaim Chelak Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. Tamutul chasus hakadera af b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a lid on a pot even on Shabbos. Kivan shezehu shmiras hadavar gami kama dvarim, because it protects the pot from other things also. Kemoshele yishafech, it makes spills less likely. Vishalo yipol afurus uzvuvim chodomen, and bugs won't fly in and dirt won't fall in. Shalchein av shegam mishamer achom, even though yes, it saves the heat also. Mutter kedisa b'simurashon zayin siv peis. Biav shemishu brusikon yidal kasev deshari kimin shenem mechabim lazeh. He says, Mishabur and Simcha Yidal says mutter because you're dafka not having kavana to maintain the chom. Says Ramosha, isn't that a kasha on me? Because I'm telling you that even if you are having kavana to maintain the chom, but you're having kavana for other things also, then it's going to be mutter. How come the Mishabur says that it's only mutter when you're not having kavana to maintain the chom? He says because he's talking about being mechasa with dvarim that are not nasu lekach, that aren't made for that purpose. Shalachain, when he's scabbing, because shemachasa bekelim elu shemabidim achom, v'lo kisa b'dvarim acherim, v'kisa amyuchad b'kavan alam enachom. If you choose, instead of using the pot cover, you're going to use something that provides extra insulation, and that you would only use for the purpose of being mamid achom, then it's going to be atman, it's going to be asr, even though it also provides other benefits. Why don't you just use the pot cover? It must be that you dafka want to be mamid achom. Aval benosin akisoy amyuchad l'akli, mutter b'kalofen. But you're going to just put a pot cover on a pot. That's for sure mutter. Because that's what it's made for. Even if, and you're doing it, shelo yishafech and all the other reasons. And it's really mefurish in the Ran that way. The Ran writes that mikol malkom lasim kli al atavshil kdei l'shomro min achvarim al kdei shelo yistanif ba'afur v'shari shein zeh kamat min lahachim el kishomer kenosim kisal gabek dera. Implying that one of your motivations is that it should protect the heat, but your other motivations are the normal pot cover motivations as well, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
Moshe though has a very low threshold of what it means that it would be miyuchad to also heat it up, because does Moshe hold that putting challah and aluminum on a black muster, even though there are other reasons for why I would put it on the black?
So we're going to get to the challah soon. I hear, yeah, but we'll, meaning that's apparently not called miyuchad for the.
No, I mean it sounds like it is according to Moshe, because even though there are other reasons why I put it in aluminum foil, it's still according to him going to be usher, because
it's not miyuchad. If it were miyuchad for the purpose of covering the challah and protecting it,
sorry, yeah.
Can we be mater karfatz lechavila with the chazan yishus bar about that it has to be something that it has to be begged?
No, not that it has to be bad. It has to be something other than the kli. So crockpot. So one piece crockpot you can make it with, but a two piece, right? It is something other than the kli. The kli is the insert, and then you have something other than the kli on the outside.
But isn't that another kli? Says no, it doesn't. There's no
hot
manna by a
kli
inside a
kli. This is a kli inside of a heat source. The second, the outside of the crockpot happens to be made out of solid metal. But it's not meant to hold food. It's meant to hold. It's dafka meant to warm things up.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I think that would still be awesome. Now, if you wrap food in foil and you intend to keep it warm that way, so this is a machlokas among the titans of English halachas svarim. You know who wrote the great English halachas svarim of the Shabbos? So the original. Who's the original? Rabbi Eider is the chronicle of halachas. Rabbi Eider on page 376. In footnote tough shin sadi test. I don't know why he did that. He had running footnotes. He didn't start again at the beginning of. I just seem to remember when I was in Karmiyav, Silver used to give Hilchah Shabbos Chug like once or twice a week. I don't remember anything that he said other than reading the footnotes. It always sounded funny to me. Tough shin kuf. Like I just remember him saying that. I'm like, hey, let me get that again. So in tough shin sadi test, Rabbi Eider writes. Is machmir that would be atman b'davra mosav havel simcha b'n kon. In footnote 2 on page 71 in the old editions, he writes v'nir pashut sheniyar kesef, that silver foil, aluminum foil, lechasos ochel shal tzalachas, to cover food that's on a plate, vaday kenosim v'kli amyuchad lodam. He says that's got to be considered a kli amyuchad, though it's got to be considered just as regular kli. V'yafta mechavim lechom lesan ba. Even though you're intending for the heat also, that's not a problem. Derak kedemuchach meyakisu shalakach kigon aluntis la'atov bo'ochel du'ba mishum shu adiv mitof ne'akder l'shmir eschom oz yesh yisratmana. Yisratmana is when you're doing something above the ordinary. You're doing something more than you would normally do to maintain the heat. Aval chasos ochel b'niyar kesef d'nasa b'muchuv l'shmir eschom. Why do they make aluminum foil? They don't make aluminum foil for heat. They make aluminum foil to protect the food. So that's like putting it in a pot. You can't say anyone who wraps anything in aluminum foil is being megaladas, that he wants to protect the warmth and the heat. Pashut to kinesinas kisoy al gabi kedei redami. He says that's just a pot cover. Va'afilu yichavin lishmiras chom ein bo iser midami kisoy achibulan. He says that's using the pot. Umashik hasif b'sefer hilchos Shabbos la'rav agon Rav Shimon Einer shlita. He already passed away many, many decades ago. Chelik dalam Shimon Einer vav ha'ar tov chin tzadites lo nira klal la'anias daiti. He says I don't think Rav Einer is correct at all about this. Now, can you have atmanu when food just isn't in a kli at all? You just have food that's like a challah, it's not in a kli, right? So can you have atmanu? So it's a mefurish gemara that you can, that there could be such a din of atmanu even if the food's not in a kli. Rabbi Ribiyat points this out in footnote 214, that the gemara says that you're not allowed to be matmin a beitza b'chol. The beitza is not in a kli, right? It's just an egg. So as long as that which you're being matmin in is not a kli that's miyuchad though, and it's something that's clearly there for the purpose of atmana, the food doesn't need to be in the kli in order to have atmana. Let's go back though for a second, talk a little bit about this direct contact business, right? We said that the Ran quotes from the Rashba that kol shkeinu makli shu maniach alav rachav shelo yigabo she'ein zu atmana, that if the kli that it's in is wider than that which you're putting inside of it, that would not be hatmana, because then you have airspace between the walls of the of your pot of food and the actual davar matmin. In fact, Shulchan Aruch in Rishon Zayin Ches says this exact thing, like we just read before, that kol shu binyan sheino begadim dogim begedera af b'sheish eish tachtel kimin sheino sedar hatmana shari, and therefore he says vim nasan al hakedera kli rachav sheino nogea b'tzidei hakedera. If let's say you have a pot and you want to be matmin in the pot, but you want to avoid the isur of hatmana, so what do? If you have a pot that's, let's say, 9 inches around circumference, take a plate that's 10 or 11 inches around circumference, put it on top of the pot, and then wrap that whole thing in a towel. And that way it will create some airspace in between the sides of the pot and the towel, and that will solve your problem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So if you want to wrap a towel around your urn, around your hot water urn, you put a wide plate on top of the hot water urn, and then you could tightly wrap the towel around the whole thing, because that will generate some space in between the urn and the towel, and that would not be called hatmana. One could even argue that maybe you could drape a towel over an urn, because when you drape it, it doesn't directly hit all the sides of the walls, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Then there's another important kula of hatmana, and that is the notion of pinim mechem lemechem. Another one of the tanai hatmana is that if it's not in a kli rishon, you've taken the food out of its original kli and put it into a kli sheni, and now you want to be matmin. So that seems to be mutter as well. The Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph says that the reason it's mutter is because when you pour it into a different kli, that's your way of demonstrating that you have no interest in heating the food, and you're not going to come to be merateach, because if someone who's not that careful about the heat of the food, he's so not careful about it, he's willing to put in a klisheni, is obviously not a high risk of coming to be merateach the food. The Gemara's expression, hashta ikure kamekarla, retuche kamerateachla. You're cooling it. You're actively cooling the thing down by putting it into a klisheni. Now I have to be choshish. You're going to heat it up again. You obviously don't care so much about the heat. You know, this comes up. You're doing a potluck lunch, right? You're sharing with another family or two other families or something. So everyone's making their own dish. So someone's in charge of making the cholent. Cholent. So everyone's bringing it to the same house, and they're all going to eat it together in that house. Transporting cholent is a nightmare, right? When you're taking cholent, it's good. It could spill. So what do? You put it in 9x30. You pour it all out of your crock pot into it. Now you don't want to schlep your crock pot around town. You can't unplug it anyway. You don't want to take the ceramic piece around town. It's heavy. So you pour everything out into a 9x13 pan, right? And now it's you don't want it to spill. So you want to wrap the whole 9x13 pan in a towel, right? So are you allowed to do that? Or you don't want it to cool down, so you wrap it in a towel, right? Maybe you're even having kavanah lahatmin. You live in Chicago, and it's January, and the 3-minute walk to your neighbor, the whole cholent's going to be cold unless you're matmin it properly. So once you put it into a klisheni, are you allowed to do that? If you pour it into a 9x13 pan, can you wrap it in towels and then transport it in that way? So let's analyze this a little bit.
Isn't that just the Gemara's case?
Yeah, but let's not exactly, and here's why. we said in the Gemara that you're not allowed to be matzah with davar she'eino sofeh because of a concern shema yartiach, right? That you're gonna come to, and that's what the Gemara says. Hashu kri kameikar la retuchik umaratichla. That there's no way you're gonna be matiach something that you actively try to cool down. But remember, we had a machlokas. The Rif and the Rambam, you know, that we started with on Monday, said that everything is based on shema yartiach means that. What's going to happen? What is Shamei Atiyah? Not what I'm going to do. What does Shamei Atiyah mean? That it's going to happen. It's going to get so hot that I'm then going to do what? I'm going to take it off of the heat. Then it's going to cool down so much that I'm going to want to heat it up again. Because it's going to get too hot that I'm going to start messing with it. So I'm going to take it off the fire and I'm going to be matmin it, which will lead to Shamei Chata B'Khalim. So Shamei Atiyah is not really what you're going to do. It's what's going to happen by itself. So how would the Rif and the Ram read that Gemara? I mean, the Gemara says, "Pinan mechem lemechem." If you move it from one pot to another pot, now hatmanu's mutter. Why is hatmanu mutter? Because look, you're cooling it down. Now you think you're going to boil it up? Well, that wasn't the chashash of hatmanu according to the Rif and the Rambam. Shemi artiach is that it might become martiach on its own. Not that I'm going to do that. So I didn't even read that line of the Gemara according to the Rif and the Rambam. The Gemara is very clearly saying, yeah, I know you're normally worried that you're going to be Marateach. Now you don't have to worry you're going to be Marateach. You don't have to worry about it because you're cooling it down. The Rif and the Rambam were never worried that I was going to be Marateach. They were worried that it was going to be Marateach on its own. So if you look in the Rambam, Parashat Alachahei, he quotes this din of Pinim Mechem Mechem, but he doesn't say that line of Hashem Kriyat Mechem. And he explains that Pinam Mechel Mechem is mutter because everything is now in a klisheni, and a klisheni is halacha klitzoni, and there's no hatmana on the davritzoni. Something that's cold, there's no hatmana. So it's in a klisheni. I know it's hot, but halacha says it's not hot. It's in a klisheni. So if it's in a klisheni, it's tzoni, and there's no hatmana by tzoni. The Rambam says, Pina atavshal amayim acham mikli l'kli acher, mutter lahat min akli acher b'shabbos b'davr sheino mosif, Kimo had davar hatzone. Shabbos el davar cham shubekli rishon shenizbashal bo. The isur of hatmana is only when it's hot in a kli rishon. Once it's in a kli sheni, it's not hot, and therefore there's no hatmana. So it comes out that when something is halachically tzone, there's no isur of hatmana according to the Rambam. Rashi doesn't have to say that because Rashi didn't learn that whole sugya like the Rambam. Rashi would say, there's no hatmana on a davar hatzoni, meaning if something is ice cold and you're putting it in a thermos to keep it cold, or something like that, you're wrapping it up to keep it cold, yeah, there's no hatmana when you wrap it up in order to keep it cold. But perhaps, if it's in a klisheni and it's hot and you're trying to maintain the heat, that might still be an issue of hatmana. So hatmana tzonin is not a problem because of... because it's cold, and that's all you're trying to do. But if you want food to be hot, even if it's halachically cold, but practically it's hot, Rashi might say it's a problem. So what happens if you do the following?
Why is Rashi going to say it's a problem? Just because Rashi didn't say it the way they're on,
Because why is it? What is it about the klisheni, according to Rashi, that makes it okay? Because you're megala that you don't care about the heat. What if you could put something in a klisheni where you're not megala that you don't care about the heat? Hear me out. You put something into a thermos. You put something into a kli that's meant to maintain the heat. Right now it's in a pot, so the heat will escape quickly. But if I put it into a thermos, it's going to hold it. I saw, you know, as seen on TV, you put it in this thermos, and 3 days later, it's still boiling hot or something. I don't know. They have, like, right, to maintain nothing. No heat escapes from this thing. Is it a klisheni? Yeah, it's a klisheni. So according to the Rambam, halacha says it's cold. And therefore, it's not a problem with hatmana. According to Rashi, it's not halacha says it's cold. According to Rashi, when I'm putting something in a klisheni, I'm showing that I don't care about the heat. But if I'm putting something into a thermos, I'm showing that I definitely do care about the heat. So maybe that would be subject to Atmana. But Moshe discusses this. Um, Moshe discusses this, and he says that we possibly like the Rambam on this at least, or the thermoses would be mutter. But then he says a bal nefesh should be machmir for Rashi. And then he says, a thermos is not hatman b'kula anyway, because the thermos is only a thermos on the sides. On the top, it's not really so much insulation. I don't know if that's true. I think they insulate the top also. And again, Rav Moshe thinks the top is enough. Just if the top is not insulated, it's just a pot cover on the top. Rav Moshe holds that would be enough. That would be Rav Moshe l'shitasa.
Sorry, just going back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Hay is talking about a davar shein amos
etela. Right.
But Shema Yartiach in the Rambam is for a davar amos etela.
Shema Yartiach.
No, yeah. Is for only a davar amos etela. Right. The Rambam is a different case.
Oh. Yeah, but the Rambam says it. What are you going to do?
Meaning, it's clear that the Rambam is, when it says that in the Gemara, in the Aleph, so it doesn't mean the Chashash or Shem Yartiyah.
How did the Rambam understand that again? I don't understand the most of Hevel. What's he worried about?
Shem Yichata.
Because he's going to take it off, put it back on, and be Mechata.
So I'm not really sure.
Okay, but still, they only made that Gezerah. Oh, meaning the whole kasha you're saying.
Yeah.
Kasha took it, but it's even stronger then.
It's a stronger kasha, but it also makes it that you have to say that for the Rambam, when it says kasha yartuchi in the Gemara, it doesn't mean the gezerah of Shem Yartiyah. It means.
Right.
So, but then you could just say in the Rambam also that it's a subjective, like Rashi, that it's a subjective.
No, but the Rambam says explicitly that. Yeah, Kli Rishon, because of the Chom of Kli Rishon, and therefore it's like a Dover Atzonin when it's not in the Kli Rishon.
But that can't be because you're Megali or Das.
It doesn't sound like it. Why is he talking about a Kli Rishon? Just say that, El B'Dover Cham Shul B'Kli Rishon Spashalov and Pino Mutter. It sounds like it. Kmo HaDover Atzonin. Kmo HaDover Atzonin. It's not about Megali or Das. It's that it is a cold item. It sounds that way from the Rambam. Okay, we still have a little more. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, what I want to do is I want to go through the definition of Mosif Hevel and not Mosif Hevel, because what if you wrap something in a cloth but there's heat coming in from somewhere else, right? Is that called Mosif Hevel or is that not called Mosif Hevel? And then I just want to, again, just do a tour around the kitchen. Crock pots, warming drawers, wrapping challah in aluminum foil, covering the urn, covering food on the blech, challah cover, submerging food into another food, sous vide, just to go through the tour of the kitchen in terms of, if you don't know what a sous vide is, you have 24 hours to look it up, all right? That will be, that's on tap for tomorrow. Okay, after sheer lunch. First, of course, there's sheer lunch on tap with pizza from Dougie's.
They do have meat pizza.